Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, yeah. If it's $5.5 billion,
wouldn't it be 50
no.
million? What, 0.01? Good God, I can't do math.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's okay, friend.
I'm glad you caught me there, though.
That's all right, then.
Yeah, we did not go to Bowling Green to practice math.
Does it make you feel a little bit different that $5 million is not nearly the investment that maybe $50 million was to you?
Both of those are far beyond what I'm going to do this again. 5.5.
Okay. All right.
You stall for time.
Yeah. I mean,
right. Times.
Point, how about that Brown schedule, guys?
0.01. I can't do math, but I know it feels longer than however long it's been.
How about those first 5 weeks?
It's still $51 million. However, I was just reading Daryl's piece on the Browns' okay. letter to Chris Ronayne. There's a few things. One, terse wording, but it starts with County Executive Ronayne.
Yeah. Is that disrespectful to Ronayne?
I think that is an intentionally, like, we're going to give the literal interpretation of your job. Didn't go.
Or maybe job title is so long to begin with anyway, though. Is it not?
What about dear Chris Ronayne? What about hey Chris Ronayne? Sup? Like you, I like you know, and you know what? I like the Browns being this chippy.
By the way, I have multiple articles here suggesting the cost would be $5.15 million. I don't know what math you're doing here, but you really shook me.
I'm taking five million dollars times 0.01, and then you shook me.
I don't think that's exactly how it's going to work.
Oh, it should be 0.001.
Yeah, that's where you got that wrong, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now it is $5 million.
All right.
Knew it the whole time.
You had it the whole time.
Yeah, had it the whole time.
Never doubt yourself.
Never.
I've called you Will Hunting before. I mean, come on. What are we doing here?
Average Will Hunting. Not even good.
You're the Ben Affleck version of Will Hunting when he goes in and is the imposter Will Hunting.
I'm going to need my retainer.
The retainer. Retainer.
All right. So now that I've successfully embarrassed myself on air with my lack of mathematics skills, $5 million, like we all knew it was. We're talking about the Brown schedule and kind of how it impacts things. Well, I almost want to play what Dan Orlovsky had to say 2 days ago, where he's like, well, I think you got to start Sanders over Dylan Gabriel. Well, then after the schedule release, Dan weighed in on NFL, ESPN on NFL, and said this.
If I'm the Browns, Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders will be my starting
group. Why?
Yeah, because I either want to see if I struck gold and lucked into it, like a Derek Carr did for the Raiders or a Andy Dalton did for the Cincinnati Bengals. So I want to know if one of those guys, or I have two first-round picks next year, and I want to get to one of those two first-round picks for a quarterback next year. So I'm starting one of those rookies, and they're going to play the great majority of my season.
All right, so nothing changed. So, like, 2 days ago, he was on NFL Live, and he was like, I'm starting Sanders or Gabriel week one because I got to find out what I have in them. And then they were like, Dan, you saw the Browns schedule. What do you think it means for the Browns?
He had the take locked and loaded from last week and was just like, let's just do this again.
There's nothing that could have happened in this schedule.
No, not at all.
That was going to dissuade Dan from believing Dylan Gabriel or Shador should start week one.
Not at all. And for myself, the only thing that's changed is I just feel like between either quarterback, unless I still want to see either quarterback get an opportunity, and I want to see them have a chance to go ahead and start and be as great as Dan says they are. But it's with the understanding that I don't think fans will have nearly as much patience watching either one of them because you're going to lose. You're going to lose games. And so we have to really look at it and wonder if they're losing games, but they're looking good, everything else that accompanies that. It's going to be an uphill battle if they go the Dan Orlovsky route, where if you throw Flacco in there, then you do what you expected Flacco to do, which is give you five or six games and then peace out, Girl Scout.
All right, so I'm down with just starting. If the rookies are ready, which is a loaded statement because that's never really how it truly works out in the NFL, but if either guy's ready, I say just start him, and then let's give him as much time as possible. And just you got 17 games to play with. Let's find out what's real and what isn't, right?
Yeah. So the worst thing is that if you go Flacco for five games or so, and then I don't know, let's say you go Dylan Gabriel, and he goes for four or five games, and then you just find out like that's enough time with Dylan Gabriel. Is six, seven, eight games enough time for Shador Sanders to go ahead and move off of your first-round pick? Probably not.
Yeah, I need to see either rookie for, I would say, more than half the season.
So this is the problem, and this is why if you're saying you want to see them start like Orlovsky is, I got no real pushback to that because it's just that makes sense too.
But I don't know that they're approaching this season with the same mentality that I am. I'm sink or swim. I'm just, hey, if they look ready, throw them out there. And Joe Flacco's $4 million isn't going to stop me. Kenny Pickett's fourth year of his rookie contract with no fifth year out, that's not going to stop me. Like, as soon as they're ready to go, no matter what your record is, put those dudes out there and let's see what they've got. Because that, to me, like, I want to be able to make an informed decision moving forward. I think they would be completely comfortable if next year you didn't see either one of those guys. They won nine games with Joe Flacco, just missed the playoffs, and somehow Jacksonville's pick turned into the number one pick. I think they'd be completely content with just moving forward with three young quarterbacks.
Without ever seeing either Shador or Dylan Gabriel play?
I think so. I don't think these guys are beholden to, and it's why the trade down always made sense to me.
Because then you're investing the number one overall pick in a guy that who's starting them the next season.
I would, that's not a guarantee either. Like, if anything, then you can use the first half of next year on one of those more established quarterbacks and then turn it over to the rookie whenever they're ready.
There's a lot of different ways this can go is the point. If you're trying to get as many wins as you possibly can, does it make the most sense to give Flacco the opportunity to begin with? Like maybe I'm taking too much of an approach. I might be taking too much of an approach from their perspective, which is Stefanski knows he can't start this season. You can't go 0-5 and expect the locker room to believe in you. You can't expect 0-5 and expect anyone to think that anything is going to happen within this season. And so Flacco at this juncture, and it could change, but at this juncture feels like it gives you the best chance to at least win one or two of these games. That's a stretch.
That's why I think the quarterback competition really is between Kenny and Joe, and then it's on the rookies to force their way into that conversation.
Yeah.
And maybe again, the reps, early reps in camp will tell us everything. If Joe's getting fourth team reps because he's the veteran, that proves he's the break glass in case of emergency. And if they go 33%, 33%, 33% that first week with all the other three quarterbacks, all right, then it is a true open competition. But if it goes, Joe gets fourth team reps, Kenny gets, starters reps, and then the rookies battle between the other reps, well, then it really is, it's Kenny's job to lose.
Yeah, and it's the type of job that if you're Kenny Pickett, you're like, geez, this is what I entered? At least the Bengals don't have a defense. You start off week one. You likely won't win that game because Joe Burrow's going to put up a lot of points, but at least you'll have a chance to look good in week one.
Are we sure about that?
Well, again, no defense in Cincinnati.
Yeah, no defense, but like,
you're probably not going to win the game, but there is no defense.
Like the formula that the Browns are going to work on is you better score first.
Well, and you're also going to have to score 40 to win that game probably.
Well, I mean, well, no, then it becomes keep away. Like every game early on is going to be somehow get in the end zone on that Stefanski, the faded first Stefanski drive, and then just run the hell out of the ball and play keep away.
I mean, if you don't score in this Bengals team, shut it down then. You're not scoring against the Ravens ever. Good luck against the Packers. Lions are going to eat your lunch. I mean, you have no chance.
You're snowballing a little bit there.
I got a problem with this first part of the schedule. I don't know if you've realized or not. Everyone laughs at the schedule game. I put such great importance into when you play these teams.
Yeah, it sounds like you're not saying it with your chest.
Say it with conviction.
It doesn't sound like you're saying it with conviction
at all.
Say
it with conviction. I mean, I don't know what part of me isn't saying it with conviction.
It just feels like you were really confident in Shador until, you know, the schedule came out. Now I'm hearing, excuse over here, excuse over there.
I'm saying for Shador's sake, I hope he doesn't have to start week one and then go through the gauntlet that is this. It would be setting yourself off on the wrong foot. And that'd be the same thing for Dylan Gabriel, too. Anyone that enters his team as the quarterback week one, it's not going to look pretty by week five.
I don't, outside of Joe, who we know was born to throw the football in the words of Zach Jackson, any one of the other three guys, the plan's the same. Score first. Play keep away, run the hell out of the ball, play good defense. This is going to look, I'm trying to think of like the most reductive NFL offense, like this most simplistic offense. This is going to look very much like the Pittsburgh Steelers offense last year. Maybe a couple home run balls here and there. Like, that's what I think. I don't know if that's what the intent is, but that's how you're going to win.
That's because we just both believe that this is going to be way more of a running game than people believe.
I don't even feel like is that hot of a take. Now, research assistant Mac looks to be on top of this one. Mac, what do you have for us?
So going back to 2020, the Bengals have actually only scored more than 20 points in one of their openers.
They lost to the Patriots in week one last year. Remember that?
And then the
one time the Browns did play Joe Burrow, he threw for like 83 yards, which at the time I said I didn't think he threw for that few yards since middle school.
And it was all downhill for both teams from there.
But Mac, that doesn't mean that they won't score a lot of points this year because Joe Burrow is still really good. But the point is the quarterback will have a chance against that really bad Bengals defense because they were one of the worst in the NFL last year. And they didn't get any better, guys.
I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm saying that if you're going to get them, though, week one is usually when the offense is.
So here's why, though.
I have
intimate knowledge as to why this is the case, and I don't know that it will be any different this year or not. Zach Taylor is a dodo bird, and for the first 4 weeks of the season, all he does is run the football. Every single year, all he does for 4 weeks is run the football, and then he gets reminded that he has Joe Burrow as his quarterback, and then it's like a light bulb goes off, and he goes, oh, I can throw the ball. And then he starts throwing the ball and they start putting up a bunch of points every single year. Every Bengals media member just complains as if they've never seen it before. And he does it every single year.
216-474-0092. I think we're dangerously close to moving quick hits into the 6 o'clock hour. Cause we are dissecting this schedule. I will say in a way it's never been dissected before. So let's go with Jim, who will further the dissection. Jim, welcome to the show.
Hey, Nick, hey, Chicken Little. Listen, this is classic Peterland hysteria. Oh, my gosh, the first six. First off, Jonathan, there are no great defenses in the NFL anymore. They're good defenses that aren't great. They're good pass rushes.
There are definitely better defenses than less defenses, and the Ravens are a great defense.
That's no defense.
The Lions are a great defense. The Steelers are a great defense.
No, they're not.
Packers won 11. Packers won 11 games last year. The Ravens won 10 plus. Lions won 14. Like, oh, you're facing the better teams in the first part of the season.
Points given up, yards given up. I mean, Jonathan, listen. All I'm saying is you're acting like they're playing the 85 Bears. The first, you knew who you were going to play. This is the NFL. Guess what? If the Browns' offensive line, this idea is, oh, they're going to get killed.
Hot take for you. That's Lions' team would eat the 85 Bears for lunch.
That's one team. Another. Yeah. Listen. Oh, my God. I can't believe you just said the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
He's throwing off the scent of the Peterland panic. Don't you? Get on him.
What would the fridge even do in trying to go up against this Lions team?
He would snack.
The fridge is basically Nick Wilson is proof. Nick Wilson could be on the 85 Bears. Nick Wilson was basically William the Fridge Perry.
Thank you.
Listen.
You're welcome.
The Browns have a good offensive line. If they're healthy going in these first six games, you know what Stefanski is going to do. They drafted a tight end. They're going to go a lot of two tight end. They drafted two running backs. They're going to try to run the ball, and they're going to go play action. No quarterback's going to get killed. Did I miss all the Browns quarterbacks getting hurt last year, even with a bad offensive line? Come on. Let's just.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I guess the hysteria is the worst. You knew who you were going to play. This is the NFL. It's not like in college football where you can go schedule like the Florida School for the Blind. You're going to good teams beat bad teams all the time. And don't disrespect the 85 Bears. That just shows, were you like six?
No, I was negative 4 years old, but I grew up up in Chicago where all I was taught was the 85 Bears were everything. And I'm so tired of it. I'm exhausted. The Super Bowl shuffle could die and I'd be happier.
Lawrence Taylor wasn't that good. According to Jonathan, the 80s Celtics and the 80s Lakers weren't that good.
If the 85 Bears lined up against this Lions team, this Lions team would beat them.
That's right. Nobody's as good as they are now.
You're 40 years later, we should be better 40 years later.
Recency bias is terrible. Dude, be embarrassed. Come on. Man up, Jonathan. Man up. Man.
Hey, wait. Jim, you got to tell him to say it with his chest. Say it with conviction.
Ugh. He always says it with his conviction. Ah.
What was that?
I think that was Bane.
Say it with conviction. Say it with your chest.
Say it with your chest. The Peterlin hysteria. Peterlin panic sounds so much better. He didn't even get the insult right.
We have the proper branding. It's all right there.
I mean, there are definitely a lot of excuses for the rookie quarterbacks here. Like, get on with it. Like, if you're any good, you should be able to survive.
Look at the teams that they're playing. It is Murderer's Row.
This is like physical assaulters
row. Hardest part of the schedule is sitting right there in the first 5 weeks of the season. And depending what you think about the Steelers, and you think they'll be great with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, but without him.
The first 6 weeks of the season, this is a very hard schedule. It gets easier. Yes, it does. It gets easier. But, yeah, you're set up for a lot of kicks to the groin here early.
Some people pay extra for that. 216-474-0092. All right, I guess we'll start here. How much should the schedule impact the quarterback race? Quick hits going to the 6 o'clock hour. Matthew, Steven, Todd, you guys next on 92.3 The Fan.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.